Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sam Legasek.
And I'm Dreadful Dan Gallagher. And we're two old buddies that have lived our life at the edge of the mainstream.
So come join us where things are a little odd. This is the
This earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Oddcast. With me, Dreadful Dan G. And if we hop in our Jeep and drive across these open plains to a world where men with glasses and hairy faces have been cloned and prowl the landscape. It's not Jurassic Park, it's Legasek Park.
Oh my God.
Here's Sam.
Get out of my park now, kids. What you doing here in my park? Hey, you're kind of pretty there, boy. Let me take a closer look at you there.
Oh, so hopefully he's going to keep that up for the whole episode. Which is today a version of our occasional music series, A Hit and a Shit, wherein we take a popular artist or a musical theme or genre, and each of us serves up to you, the listener, and to each other a lovely golden, crusty, delicious pie of a hit alongside an equally crusty, brown, stinky shit. And today's episode, we're going to be going down the disco to have a little listen to the electro synth pop lovely boys from Basildon, Depeche Mode. A band actually that obviously have had a very long career over many decades, different stylistic changes. So it's actually going to be quite interesting, Sam, to know and see and learn what era of the band you have zoned in on for your hit and for your shit. I actually decided just to go with the early days, the very earliest days. Both of my songs are from 1981. However, I think let's go to you and kick the show off with one of your picks. So
I think let's go. Let's start on a downer.
Always good to start on a downer.
Let's start on a shit. So Depeche Mode, I should say before we begin, I'm a big fan of Depeche Mode. And I saw them in Wembley actually not too long ago.
Oh, cool.
And it was really good. And it was great. And I forgot how much, like, bear in mind, these are old guys now. They're still giving like great performances, and I actually do like the new album as well. But the shit that I'm giving you today is from a Broken Frame album. I'm not a particularly big fan of that album, to be honest, generally, overall. And this track is Satellite.
Did you choose this one as a shitter?
I feel like, so the problem sometimes I have with Depeche Mode is that it feels like some of the sounds that they use just sound really like stock.
Okay.
And this is one of them. It sounds slightly out of tune.
Yeah.
It's really slow. It's really boring. That leveling on it, I'm just like, I can't hear kind of what he's saying over this fucking dire, awful electronic shit that's being poured into my ears. And it's just, I just don't like it. I hate every time it, like, if it ever passes me by, I'm just like, I can't just skip. It's just so awful. I just hate everything about it. It sounds like it was made, like, I mean, I know this was like the 80s or whatever, but it does, it just sounds like it's someone's first song. Or something like that, like just playing around, experimenting with the new synth.
I mean, that's probably what it is.
Go on, you tell me.
I kind of expected you to say that, because you're right, it's very ponderous. But I think if you do like the sound, which I do, then it kind of creates quite an interesting like mood. It's weird, like listening to it now, I was like, there's a bit of a reggae vibe with this track.
That's also something it I'm not sounds like. Big fan of.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a particularly.
But it sounds like medieval dub, because it sounds really something like stately and regal about it.
Oh my god!
It's an unusual song. It's an unusual song. I find this album really perplexing. So this is their second album, this song's taken from, A Broken Frame, which, you know, as I'm sure you know, it was preceded by two singles, See You and The Meaning of Love, which are like really teeny boppy.
Yeah.
You know, they're really the first singles they're the first singles they did after Vince Clarke left, and it's like, right, Martin Gore's going to be the songwriter now.
Yeah.
And they do those songs, and like, the singles, like the covers are really like something from a teenage like comic or magazine, you know. There's something that look very poppy, childlike about them. And then this album comes out and it's got like the most pretentious, po-faced, dour kind of like packaging. Some like Russian woman with a sickle in a cornfield, and it's all like gloomy and doomy and dramatic. And so half the album's got that like Meaning of Love sound. You know, there's other songs like, what's the other one? Oh, shit. My Secret Garden, that's quite poppy, isn't it? Mm. But then and the rest of it's like this, like strange sort of experiments almost. Like they really didn't know what they were doing, what direction they wanted to go, but.
Yeah,
so it's a bit of a weird mishmash.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a lot of leftover from that earlier stuff and them trying to do newer stuff. I don't know.
I don't think it's leftover because I think it's all Martin Gore.
Right.
So like the whole of the first album was all written by Vince Clarke. Mm. But he's obviously like flexing his muscles and trying stuff out. I think some of the best stuff from this period are the B-sides. I really love, there's a track called Oberkorn, which is instrumental. Mm-hmm. And Now This Is Fun, that's really good.
Okay.
Nothing to Fear. Do you know that one?
No, I think so.
That's really good. That's on the album. That's probably my favourite track. Oh, that's right. Pretty epic. But yeah, this one, it's pretty unusual. I can understand why you don't like it.
Yeah.
And I can understand why other people wouldn't like it.
Yeah, it's just out of all the Depeche Mode stuff. It's funny if you've picked earlier ones, because I'm just not a fan of that, this kind of early stuff. Like, you know, to be honest, I say that, but like Just Can't Get Enough, I always really liked, which is a big one to begin with. But yeah, like when it, I don't know, like when it goes into the kind of darker territory, that's when, you know, when he was like fucking jacked up on heroin and died for 3 minutes or whatever.
That's your vibe.
Yeah, I was like, this is kind of like cool, but then, you know, all I want to do is see you. Yeah. I'm kind of not as much into that. I quite like that swing though from one to the other, that they've kind of gone through as a band.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. But yeah, I mean, generally speaking, it feels like they're just always trying to do like them. They kind of, sometimes there's that hint of like what's happening at the time, or they're trying to remain somewhat relevant. But that's what I kind of like about the last album they brought out, is that it still feels like it's quite highly produced or whatever, but it feels a bit more like they've just gone, we're just going to do our thing. We're just going to do this Depeche Mode thing, which I like more, which is I'm more respectful of.
Yeah, I suppose, and this catches them at a point where they're trying to figure out what that's going to be.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people thought that was it. Vince Clarke left, and it's like, well, he's the band. It's pretty amazing that the rest of them, the other three guys, were able to hang around and forge a new kind of like name for themselves, and that people took them seriously.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like Depeche Mode more than Erasure, so.
Yeah, likewise. Cool. Let's hear my hit, which is a slightly earlier song. Like I said, it's from 1981. It's called Shout. It's actually the B-side of the band's second single, which was New Life. I actually did a video on it last year on my channel, Dreadful Dan's Discs. So I've got both the 7-inch and the 12-inch. But I'm going to play, the standard 7-inch mix here. So, yeah, give it a listen.
Okay.
Do you think of that?
I liked it. I hadn't heard it before. I like the way it was quite fairly dark. It's weird how they've buried his vocals as well.
So weird.
It's
so weird.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's like,
it sounds like he's in another room. And you think, why did they do that?
Yeah. I'm still not really sure why they did it, but I'm just like, well, it does make it kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one. Yeah, I'd never heard it before. I was quite surprised. But I feel this is a very you track to pick. in a good way. I was pleasantly surprised.
It's a funny one because it feels darker than Vince Clarke's normal kind of stuff for the band at the time. Mm. So you can see, like, okay, he's kind of experimenting a bit. You can see why it wasn't on the album. But kind of like buried in like the weird mix is actually a really poppy song.
Okay.
But it's just the way it's been recorded is strange. And like you say, like the like echoey buried vocals. But what I think's really cool is like the first 20, 30 seconds of this song. Mm. It starts off with like quite a like almost tribal drum heavy intro. Mm. But when I heard it, I was like, is this 1981? Because this sounds like 1993, like 92, 93, 94.
Yeah.
Like that kind of like Prodigy, what they were doing. And I guess I don't really have any other references for like rave and techno bands of the time. But yeah, it sounds to me, like I was surprised.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were experimenting with those, or anyone was experimenting with those kind of sounds at that early juncture of the 80s. Mm. So I was just like, wow, that's kind of wild hearing that coming out of Depeche Mode.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, I liked it. It was a nice refresher from Satellite.
On the flip side,
yeah.
Should we go straight into my shit, which is from the 1981 album, the debut, Speak and Spell. Mm.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Let's hear it then. It is... What's Your Name?
You're so pretty.
There's so many ways that they could have made this song palatable, but they did all the things that nauseate me the most in a pop song. They threw them all into one vile receptacle of shit.
Mm.
What did you think of it?
So I am familiar with this song. And actually, I was thinking about choosing it. I was thinking about choosing it instead of the one that I did choose.
Okay.
I think famously, Dave, the singer,
hates
this song. And it's no surprise why, really, when you think about it. So I can see why it's horribly poppy. Like, it's just disgusting. And at the same time, if this was like a Tim and Eric sketch or something, I'd probably love it. If there's a hint of irony or something about it, I'd like it, because it's like, I mean, it's, that chorus is hooky. It's very poppy, but it certainly sticks in your head for whatever reason. And yeah, I mean, it's just atypical of that time, of that kind of sound that they were doing with them, with Vince. And I hate it, but at the same time, I would much rather listen to this than listen to Satellite.
Outrageous. I can't stand, like, the hand claps. You say it's atypical. This is like all of the worst decisions all made on one song. So at least that's good. Like, there's none of these, like, flourishes or this dressing are on the other songs in Speak and Spell. Hand claps. That bit in the middle where loads of it drops out and you've just got the voices and they're just going, "You're so pretty. Hey, you're such a pretty boy. You're so pretty." P-R-E-T-T-Y. When I hear that, I just, like, I mean, you have to imagine I'm listening to this song, this upbeat little pop ditty, and it's just like I'm boiling away. It's just making me angrier and angrier. And it all reaches its zenith with the final few bars. They do one of my least favourite things in music, which is the exciting group vocal. Yeah, exactly. They are the worst offender. I fucking hate that song. Yeah. Those Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Chiefs, I used it almost on every track on their first
so
album.
So lazy. Oh, I hate that band. Yeah, and it's here. Whoa. No.
Pretty.
Not exciting.
No. What a shame, eh?
I would love the idea of, like, 1994 Depeche Mode on one of their, like, massive arena tours of America, doing all their, like, dark, kind of, like, grungy sounding stuff. And Dave Garn being like, "And now we're going to do What's Your Name?"
Yeah.
Just pulling that out. Because this would be shocking. I mean, to most people who know the band, who probably, you know, casual listeners who wouldn't know their first album, you know, and probably know Personal Jesus and Enjoy the Silence, all that kind of stuff. The first time I heard this, I was shocked. I almost fell off my chair.
Yeah. I mean, it's still, the thing is, I think part as well, I really like Dave Gahan's voice. And it's still there in this song, as poppy as it is. But it would be very weird, wouldn't it? If between, like,
sandwich between
a gun.
Yeah.
Hey, you're such a pretty boy. Okay, well, should we go on to my hit?
Yeah, so I feel exhausted. I feel exhausted, yeah. Let's
hatred.
Yeah. We'll hear it and it should hopefully it'll pep me up and rejuvenate me.
Yeah, lovely. Well, Dan, this is, I have to say, probably from my favourite Depeche Mode album, Some Great Reward. This is Something to Do.
Come with me, child. there something to do? Is there something to do? I'm going crazy with
boredom. I love this song. I think it's great. And I do think it's one of, if not the best songs on this album. And it's a great, like, album opener. It's just, like, really exciting. And you've got that really driving, like, industrial kind of beat behind it.
Yeah,
love it. Brilliant. Underrated in their catalogue. Good choice.
Yeah. It's so this was maybe the first Depeche Mode album that I ever listened to. And that's including any, like, best-ofs or whatever.
Okay.
Me and my friend Tarek, if you remember him, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
We're obsessed with this album. And we used to, like, put it on in the car and sing along to it and all this stuff, which is weird at the time when you like thinking back to it. Something to Do, it's a great opener. I just love everything about it. Like the little weird sound at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, those big like industrial thumps. And it's all like, it's all dark, but there's like a sexual, like perverted kind of like thing kind of going on with it. That's throughout the whole album. It's all a bit like, you know, like the idea of like, you know, give me something to do. You got your leather boots on and all this stuff. It's like, yeah, this is like dirty. This is weird and it's cool. And it's the same for that whole album. I love it. It's great. And it's always like, whenever I stick this album on, which to be honest, I haven't done in a while. And that opening comes in, and whatever. I'm just like, oh, yeah. here we go.
Yeah.
Right, I'm right in. I've got a great journey in front of me. So, yeah, not to take away from other Depeche Mode albums, but this is, it was the first and the best, in my opinion.
Because I'm surprised, actually, that you've said this is your favourite, but maybe it's because, like you say, it's the first, maybe that's coloured it a bit, but I thought you were going to say, you know, something a little bit later, a little bit darker. No. More like I was thinking the next album, maybe Black Celebration,
yeah,
or Music for the Masses, or Violator.
Yeah, Violator. I never really got into Violator. Kind of one of the ones that I haven't listened to, like, yeah, properly. I think I went straight, to be honest. I think I went, that was the first like album I listened to, and then that's when I picked up the Best Of, which was the where it's got the traffic, like where it's like at an airport or whatever the cover is.
Oh, Singles.
Singles, maybe it was then, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that was the next album I got. And then obviously that kind of drew me into all the actual, you know, other stuff that was coming out.
Because I think on this album, you've still got a bit of the residual old Depeche Mode of the early 80s, which I, you know, obviously I like, you know, People Are People still sounds like, it's got a little bit of that kind of like naff, cheesy, early synth pop sound.
Yeah.
You know, which I love. I think I really like this for that reason. It kind of catches them at a bit of an intersection.
Yeah.
And by the time we get to the next album, Black Celebration, that's kind of like galvanized, I think, into being a quite a dark gothic pop band almost now. Mm. Hasn't quite got there at this point.
No, that's true.
So that's something quite cool about it.
Yeah, might something to do with it, yeah.
It's also a little bit silly as well in places. I think like Master and Servant is a very silly song.
Yeah.
It's a very good song. I really love it. Catchy, but it's ridiculous. I'm trying to imagine you and Tarek sitting in the car singing along to Somebody.
Yeah. Or Blasphemous Rumours.
Blasphemous Rumours.
Don't want to start any Blasphemous Rumours.
A funny thing about that song is I only just realised recently that it's, I think that God's got a sick sense of humour.
Yeah.
In my mind, it was, I thought it was, I think that God's got a sick sense of humour.
Right.
You know, okay. Like some old women. That God, that I tell God. You what, he's got a sick sense of humour.
Tell you. That bloody God up there. No. I think that card's got sense. Yeah, it's weird now. You've got to start tainting partly, it for me.
That's partly why I never liked the song. And it's very earnest and cloying. It's all like really bad teenage poetry.
Yeah.
The thing I think about Depeche Mode is almost all of their lyrics are bad. But in a way, I don't know, in a way that sort of adds to the charm. And you can see why they became such a big international band. Like people across Europe, every country of Europe I've been to, there's always like teenagers that love Depeche Mode because it's very simple.
Mm.
It's very easy to understand and interpret the messages of the songs.
Yeah, true.
At the same time, a lot of it is quite bad teenage poetry.
Yeah, I mean, like with Blasphemous Rumours, like when I think back to it, the fact that it's so like on the nose and melodramatic and you're crooning it out is part of the charm. It's kind of like you're not doing it in like pure sadness or anger, you're always doing it with like a smile on your face because it's just so ridiculous.
Well, you're laughing, aren't you? You're laughing along with God.
True, yeah. Well, no, he's finding me laughing.
Oh. That God.
Maybe it's... Oh, wait, hold on. I can't remember what it is now.
He's going to be... You're going to find him laughing.
I hope to find him laughing. Yeah, you're right, yeah. Not I hope he finds me laughing.
Maybe you are God.
Yeah.
If you're laughing, then you've got a sick sense of humour like God.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
Well...
Anyway, that's Blasphemous Rumours. Forget about that. Yeah. Something to Do is where it's at.
Yeah. Top-notch song. Get into it.
Yeah.
Check it out. Highly recommend it.
That's it. So interesting that we only went as late as 1984 in our little...
Yeah, it's a little harsh to them.
...exploration.
I mean, like, a lot of people would be like, yeah, as you said, like, enjoy the silence, what about and all this stuff? It's like, yeah, that's the obvious good stuff. I think we did something a little bit, did some more deeper cuts, really, than
people
might have expected. It's not to take away from the later work. I remember when Exciter got released. That's 2001, Jesus.
I thought they were old then. I was like, wow, that Depeche Mode band are back.
Yeah.
I thought he was dead.
Exactly, yeah. Well, there's that as well. Well, yeah, keep in mind, and this is the thing, like with us and time, especially that time, Ultra fell ages ago. So when Exciter came out, it was like, they did that Ultra thing, whatever, Personal Jesus and whatever. That was ages ago when it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't really. It was only like a few years ago. Which is
You get such a skewed sense of time when things happen in that really, that intensive period between like being about 13 and 18.
Yeah.
So it feels so
long.
Extended.
And Excited only come out whatever 3 or 4 years later. Playing the Angel is not particularly great. There's a couple of maybe white bits, but not really. What else have we got going on here?
And Sounds of the Universe, which I bought at the time.
I don't think I've listened to it.
I remember quite liking it, but I can't think of any particular sort of songs I like.
Okay. Tour of the Universe, great. Delta Machine, I don't think I listened to it. I think I listened to Angel. Welcome to My World, actually, I quite liked. There's some bits I did that like off this. Maybe I did listen to it more than I thought I did.
And then Spirit,
which was the last one, which is when I saw them on tour. And I liked Spirit. I thought it was good.
I think we should do this again, Hit and the Shit, Depeche Mode, mid-period. And another late period one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, why not?
Bring the mode to the masses.
Yeah. Like they don't need it. Music for the masses. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, let's call it a day there, I guess, shall we?
Let's do that. It's been lovely, though.
Mm, yes. If you want something to do, check out Something to Do. And I guess we'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Hey, guys, thank you for listening to Oddcast Movies, Music and Gaming. If you want to get in touch with us or get a movie, album or game put on our list to discuss, then email us at oddcastoddballs@gmail.com or a newwinterpodcast@gmail.com. This is part of a New Winter podcast network, so head on over to anewwinter.net to check out our other shows. You can also follow us on Instagram at anewwinter, Twitter at anewwinter, and you can head on over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/anewwinter. Thanks for listening, and see you again soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.